Hey everyone, welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. In the Mobile User Acquisition Show, we talk about how to use mobile user acquisition strategies to grow your app quickly and capital efficiently. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is presented by me, Shamant Rao, Mobile Growth Leader and founder and CEO of the mobile growth consulting firm, Rocketship HQ. Each episode includes strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile user acquisition that you can use to unlock tremendous growth for your app in a sustainable and capital-efficient manner.
Today's episode is an audio rendition of a blog post we have written for our friends at Feature, that's Phiture, for their acclaimed Mobile Growth Stack blog. Please check that out, feature.com/mobilegrowthstack. There's some great writing, including, of course, the Mobile Growth Stack, with which it all got started for Feature. Please check them out. So today's episode is titled, Three Reasons Why and How Facebook Connect Can Drive Retention. You've noticed by now, many apps and websites prompt you to sign in via Facebook. While it may often seem like a simple ask to make of a user, signing in via Facebook can have significant ramifications for an app's retention metrics. I saw this firsthand while working on a casual game. When we noticed the differential in retention rates between folks who sign in via Facebook and those who do not, it was enormous. For this particular game, users signing in via Facebook had a 20 to 30% higher upstream and downstream retention rate compared to those who weren't signed in via Facebook. Given that Facebook authentication is a small decision that can have a significant impact on growth, it's helpful to understand why Facebook Connect can be a small but very critical lever. And more importantly, it can help you understand how you can improve Facebook Connect rates for your users. Here are three reasons why Facebook Connect can significantly drive retention and growth. Number one, you are able to email users. In spite of numerous email marketing is dead articles, emails remain a significant part of email strategy for any app. The ability to send out welcome emails, resurrection emails, offers, and events can all be extraordinarily powerful in bumping up retention across your user's lifecycle. However, it's impossible to do so if a user signs up as a guest. Having them connect via Facebook lets you access their email IDs and target them during their life cycle. Number two, you can improve users' social experience within the app. Playing alone is not a lot of fun. That isn't just my personal subjective opinion. We've seen time and again in our data that users with a deeper social connection in an app, be it friends on a leaderboard, more games played with others, or chats initiated with others, have significantly better retention and monetization profiles compared to users that do not have these connections. On one app that I worked on, we mapped out how user retention changes according to the number of friends a user has within the app, and we found that downstream retention for users with over three friends was over three times that of users with no friends and twice that of users with one friend. Having users connect via Facebook opens up their social graph to you. You can surface their friends on your leaderboards. You can have them compete in head-to-head games. You can show face files of your friends who played specific games or teams. All of this makes your app look much more fun and social and directly impacts your metrics. Number three, you can enable referrals, which in turn can drive growth and retention. What we've also seen is that users that come through referrals have consistently strong retention and monetization profiles. That makes sense. A user coming through a referral is responding to social proof from someone in their network who has found the app to be fun enough to invite them. If you have users sign in as guests or via email, you can certainly have them invite friends from their email contact list, or by manually typing their emails or entering their numbers into an SMS flow. However, it's a significantly higher friction process than enabling referrals via Facebook, in which you get to see their photos from their Facebook profiles, making the process far smoother overall. Many apps we work with have K factors of at least 30 to 40%, and even small improvements to their referral flows can cascade into significant new user growth. Given how critical Facebook Connect can be, how might you increase the percentage of users who connect via Facebook? There are three key low-hanging fruits. Number one, messaging on the login screen, ideally with benefits. A common mistake that apps make is that they prompt users to log in via Facebook, but don't take the time to articulate the benefits. We've seen that explaining these benefits can significantly improve Facebook Connect percentages. These benefits could be as simple as XXX game is more fun with friends, or connecting via Facebook will let us find you opponents that are closer to your skill level, or whatever your key value proposition is. Surprisingly, many apps don't take advantage of the real estate on the login screen to reiterate the value propositions and nudge users towards a Facebook login rather than email signups. This can be a missed opportunity, and we highly recommend making use of this real estate. Number two, persistent prompt on the home screen. Many users can have initial skepticism around connecting via Facebook when they first sign up. And this is understandable, given that they don't yet know how much about the app itself. However, as they experience the app's value propositions, it can become more meaningful to prompt them to connect via Facebook, and they're much more likely to be receptive to these asks. We found it very impactful to surface these prompts on the home screen of the app to users signed in as guests, making them front and center. This can be incentivized or accompanied by a reiteration of the app's value proposition. No matter what, this method can help you capture users who haven't been receptive to the Facebook login prompt on the login screen. Number three, leaderboards or game progression maps. It's when a user's exploring a potentially social experience in the app that they're most receptive to hearing about how Facebook Connect can turn an app into a more social experience for them, especially when they're on a leaderboard or a game progression map. It's typically a good place to prompt users by implicitly stating, find out how your friends are doing. In summary, enabling Facebook Connect and improving your Facebook Connect rate on an ongoing basis can be a powerful lever for impacting both upstream and downstream retention. Improvements in Facebook authentication rate can be done systematically by targeting key leverage points. It's a huge contributor to growth and results in double-digit improvements in upstream as well as downstream retention. It's something we very, very often recommend to app developers whose apps we see. On that note, we wrap up this particular episode. Big thanks to our friends at Feature. Check them out, phiture.com/mobilegrowthstack. Check out their blog, Mobile Growth Stack, for some great writing on all things growth.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share. Thank you for listening, and I will look forward to sharing our next episode soon.